Dreamscape presents The Hex Files, Wicked Moon Rising by Gina LaManna, narrated by Allison Ryan. Prologue. The attack began as fingerlings of moonlight reached through the window and pried light into the darkened space. It was full tonight, a bright and magical moon, backed by howls rising from the depth. Like the pounding rolls of thunder or the patter of rain, lulling citizens of Wicked, New York's paranormal sixth borough, to sleep. Smoke filled Detective Danielle DeMarco's room, rising from the floor upward until it filled every nook and cranny, the empty spaces where spiders cowered and paint cracked and blanketed the room. A form slipped closer toward the bed, smoky around the edges, a thick, not quite tangible figure. It was called a choker curse, and it was a spell that could be detonated from a distance, meant to steal its victim's breath until they lay still and dead. The smoke figure leaned over the bed, waving, flickering in the breeze from the open window. Its arms reached out for Danny's neck, pillars of black fog, ready to terminate her life once and for all. But Danny wasn't ready to die. Chapter 1.
Hiya! I screeched, banging about and making as much noise as possible while lunging upward from my hiding place in the living room. Who sent you? I blocked the bedroom door with my body, squinting through the smoke to where the monster had reached down to strangle the pile of pillows it slipped under the comforter at the first signs of attack. My head was encased in a breather bubble, a nifty little spell that was part helmet, part oxygen tank, that allowed me to move about, unaffected by the paralyzing results of the choker curse. Who sent you? I demanded again, holding a ball of fire in one hand, my voice echoing slightly, thanks to the protective casing around my head. Who sent you to kill me? I conjured the fireball while the preliminary smoke filled my room and I'd slipped out, thankfully unnoticed. My stunner would do nothing against the monster. The charm would go right through the pile of smoke. But fire? I was certain this thing was afraid of fire. I'd watched the blob of smoke suffocate the candle burning by my nightstand from my perch in the hallway, throwing the room into darkness before launching his attack. My heart pounded as the choker hesitated, confused. While it wasn't human, it moved in a distinctly familiar way. The smoky monster could be effective.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?